The introduction to the Schmettina Piano Trio Opus 15 from a brand new CD will be featuring next week on Shondo's label called Rooted with the Neve Trio. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Happy Friday to you. After that, let's have something of a bit of a different mood. If you know harp music, maybe you'll recognize some tunes in this medley of well-known harp tunes that Eleanor Fell, a harpist, put together. It's called Be a Show-Off. The harpist Eleanor Fell put that together. It's a little medley called Be a Show-Off. Our harpist here in that millennia recording was Elizabeth Chardonnay. If you like harp music, it's so fascinating to watch a harpist play. There's a free harp recital this Sunday in Topeka. The Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's Music for a Sunday Afternoon series presents Opera Souvenirs with harpist Rob Banks. This Sunday from 3 to 5 in the Marvin Auditorium there at the main library. Rob Banks was a music major at KU. He probably studied with Margaret Ling, longtime harp teacher at KU, and he was harpist with the Topeka Symphony for 25 years, and he actually retired from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library as their chief operations officer. But he's still active in both the local music and the theater scene. Rob Banks will perform a program of opera music from the middle of the 19th century. So that's this Sunday afternoon. It's free. Everyone's invited. Should be a fascinating program. Opera Souvenirs, Harp Music by Rob Banks. It's this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Topeka Library. Here's a rich piece by Francesco Maria Veracini, his second overture, played by Musica Antiqua of Cologne on KPR. Rich music from the Italian Baroque, Francesco Maria Veracini's Overture No. 2 with Musica Antiqua of Cologne here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll hear some piano pieces by Mendelssohn and then something we don't hear every day. Well, the Busoni Piano Concerto is a challenging piece to play, to listen to. But we'll hear just a part of it. The whole thing is over an hour long, but we'll hear the fourth movement, All'Italiana, from the Italian composer Busoni. And we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 recordings we'll play after the 10 o'clock news of the Lawrence Civic Choir. So you can check them out, and recordings of past concerts, and they're getting ready to start up again. So their director's going to stop by and tell us about their new season and how you sign up. So, looking forward to that. Also, some wind music by Anton Reicha next hour. All kinds of great things to make your Friday a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Support for all this great music today comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Here's Martin Jones at the piano for Book 5 of the Songs Without Words for Piano by Felix Mendelssohn on KPR. That last one's the popular one, isn't it? We just heard the Book 5, Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn, with Martin Jones at the piano. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? You can donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up. Proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. And learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, based in Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. www.cleveland.org. With Garrick Olson at the piano now, plus the Cleveland Orchestra, let's listen to the fourth of five movements of the Busoni Piano Concerto marked All'Italiana, now on KPR. From 1904, if we heard the whole Busoni Piano Concerto, it'd be over an hour, but there's maybe the most accessible part of it, the fourth movement, called All'Italiana. It was Garrick Olson piano with the Cleveland Orchestra for the fourth of five movements from the Busoni Piano Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio.
From the interface for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for the next Morning Edition. I guess it'll be Monday morning between 5 and 9, right here on KPR. We'll hear three songs done by the Lawrence Civic Choir right after the news, and we'll talk with their director, Steve Eubank, about their new season and how maybe you could be a part of the Civic Choir. Your donation, you know, is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide the culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. We know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. So contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so much for your support. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And while you're donating, you can also listen at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Oracle. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is a platform for database, application development, and AI, designed to provide cloud services wherever users need it. Learn more at oracle.com/radio. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. And now the Lawrence Civic Choir on KPR. That's the Lawrence Civic Choir here on Kansas Public Radio. In Time of Silver Rain, the poems by Langston Hughes, David Bennett set it to music. It was Steve Eubank directing the Lawrence Civic Choir from a few years back. And in just a bit, we'll hear Randall Stroop setting of a Robert Frost poem, The Pasture, before we hear a great classic by Harold Arlen. And Steve Eubank dropped by to tell us about this year's new season of the Lawrence Civic Choir. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, I want to hear all about your new season. How long have you been at this, anyway?
Well, I've been at the Lawrence Civic Choir for 22 years, and this is our 50th year of the Lawrence Civic Choir, so we're having a very special season this year, and we're off and running. So I'm wanting to invite people to come and join us. We have registration Monday, this coming Monday, and also we have it on not Labor Day, but the next two Mondays. We also have registration as well. And it's taking music from the last 50 years that are on the concert. It's not going to be 50 songs on the concert, but we selected some of the very top tunes from the last 50, so it'll be fun.
So, all right, 50 years ago, it was, what, 1974?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you know anything about the founding of it? Like, who the first?
I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the first director. I do remember that the first concert they did was at Haskell, and then they also did repeated the concert at the Carnegie, or is there a Carnegie?
Oh, at the library at night.
Yes, at the library.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after that, it's, you know, continue to grow and move around, and a number of years. The concerts were at the First Methodist Church downtown, and then we've been out at the River City Church for the last few years on our for our concert venue. This year, we're actually going to be going back to the First Methodist Church for our holiday concert on December the 14th, and so, you know, kind of going back home.
Well, if you're new in town, the First United Methodist Church downtown at, what is it, 10th in Vermont?
I'll believe you. Yeah,
okay. It's a big, beautiful church. It is a great space for hearing music, and they have, I know technically it's the biggest organ in the state of Kansas, and I've heard that it's also the best. Dan Abramson is a fantastic organist, and he kind of helped engineer it.
Put that
organ together through working at Lawrence's organ factory, Reuter, for such a long time.
Yeah, we're really pleased with that and excited about doing that. We're doing the Rudder Gloria, which is a work that's familiar to a lot of folks here in Lawrence because, you know, actually the high schools do the Rudder Gloria on a repeated, I think every 3 years or something like that. But the organ on the second movement is just wonderful. So excited to be there. Of course, it's with brass and organ, and it'll be great.
Oh, the Rudder Gloria is so angelic and inspiring.
Oh, and it gets your heart from, yeah, the word inspiring is excellent. Mm, yeah.
It's an exciting
piece. That closes out our first half of the program. And the first half is pretty heavy classical things. Durafle Ubi Caritas is one of the pieces that we're doing. We're doing a piece that was written by a former KU faculty member, James Smith. We're doing his Ave Maria, which is really, really, it's exceptional. And then the second half of our program is going to be things that people know, you know, familiar carols. We're doing the First Noel, arranged by Dan Forrest, who is also a KU grad and got his doctorate here in composition. And also from Dr. Jeff Wilkin, we're doing a piece by Jeff, who is also
Jeff
a KU grad.
Yes, Jeff with the G.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jeff with the G, okay.
Right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
He's really something. He's, yeah. In fact, he's coming to play live for us a few days after Labor Day.
Yeah, we're just really excited. You know, Jeff has been with the choir for 23 or 24 years. I've been with him for 22. And we are so lucky to have such an accomplished pianist and accompanist and composer. So
yeah, he's really something. And I see you're doing a little bit of Messiah.
Yeah, that was actually on the first concert that they did. What I did was looked at the last 50 programs from the holiday concert, from the Christmas program, and we kind of picked the top ones. Actually, the music committee gave me a list, and then I whittled it down to quite a few numbers. But it was on the first program, and also on the first program was Emilius Fisk Johnson's, Chris Johnson's Beautiful Savior, which is and then we've done other things from throughout the years.
So the concert will be December 14th, so the main thing, if you're thinking about joining the Lawrence Civic Choirs, make sure you'll be in Lawrence December 14th, and if you're available Monday evenings. And the way it works with Lawrence Civic Choir, you don't exactly have a singing interview or an audition, you just go and you rehearse with the group, and you go ahead and register, and you decide whether this is the group for you. And it's not only good musically, but it's a wonderful social thing.
Yeah. I always think of a choir as being a group of intimate strangers. We get to work, we get to create beautiful music, we get to express ourselves in ways that can only be expressed through music, and I always think that music is kind of the window to our soul. And so when we sing, we get to kind of let some things out. And the other great thing about the Lawrence Civic Choir is that it's a very multi-generational group. I think our youngest member right now is 17 and our oldest member is 90. And so, and lots of folks in the middle. And a lot of, you know, 30s and it's not just a blue hair group. It's just a fine group of people and singers. And we have people that drive in as far away from St. Joe Missouri, also a former student of mine is making that trip, and then also from Houlton, Kansas. So we have a wide draw of folks that make the effort to come and like I say, make great music together.
And it's always fun to have an excuse to go to downtown Lawrence. There's so much to do there. And the rehearsals, well, you'll be at First Baptist Church rehearsing. That's at 13th and Cassold. And the rehearsals are usually from 7 to 9?
Right, yeah. I try to really be pretty, because we have people that drive and do that, I'd really try to stay in that timeline. Of course, closer we get to the concert, it might stretch over a little bit. But other than that, 7 to 9.
So a hard start at 7. And then to register, and the open rehearsals will be August 26th and then September 9th and 16th. Get there early. 6:30 would be good so you can register so they can get your information, so they can let you know officially what's going on. And then the rehearsals, hard start of 7, and it's from 7 to 9, and at First Baptist Church, 13th and Cassold. And there's a website, it's lawrencecivicchoir.com. And Steve Eubank is who we're talking with here on KPR. And it sounds like a great program, Steve. These pieces are fantastic. It's a great 50th year compilation.
There's a lot of variety to the program, and it's just so much fun to sing. And, like I say, we've had one rehearsal so far, and folks did super. We still have stuff to work on, and I'm really, really excited about the potential for this program, and also, you know, inviting people. I hope the city of Lawrence will, more folks will come out and sing with us. I mean, Lawrence is a singing town. It's really, with the great programs here at KU and the tremendous high school programs that we have here. And of course, you know, I always give credit to Janelle Crable with the Lawrence Children's Choir and the fine work that she did, and Pam Bushhouse who grew those kids into fabulous, fabulous singers. But with the Lawrence High grads, you know, they may know the Gloria and may want to come back and sing it one more time.
Oh, they'll know it, yeah. Well, of soprano, alto, tenor, bass, can you say which part you're needing the most?
Always need tenors and basses, low altos. Every voice is important. You know, we have a wonderful young soprano section, which is for the choral world. That's a lovely thing. We have a very well balanced group right now, but always can use more voices.
Okay, so always, all voices are and welcome and needed.
Tenors always have a special place in my heart. So, yeah.
All right then, Steve Eubank. Well, thank you so much, and now, is information at lawrencecivicchoir.com, is that an email address? Or is it just information?
Oh, you can get your information at the website.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and if you go to that website, you'll find that, you know, there's history of the choir, there's some recordings, and some other things. So if you don't know, that's the place to see it.
Yeah, so if you want to see a recap of everything we've been talking about, you can see it at lawrencecivicchoir.com. Well, thank you again, Steve. And as you go out, we'll hear The Pasture with you directing the Lawrence Civic Choir, the Robert Frost poem set to music by Randall Stroop, followed by a wonderful rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
The Lawrence Civic Choir on Kansas Public Radio. Some recordings of theirs from a few years back. And again, they're starting up. Again, this is their 50th season. If you'd like to be a part of it, just show up about 6:30 before their 7 o'clock rehearsal this coming Monday, August 26th, and the other two open rehearsals are September 9th and the 16th. LawrenceCivicChoir.com. Thank you. a fun wind quintet by Anton Reicha. Wind Quintet in C Major, the first one from his Opus 91 set of pieces, played by the Michael Thompson Wind Ensemble here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and entertainment and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Here's guitarist Christopher Parkening now on KPR for music by Praetorius from Terpsichore. One of the Terpsichore dances by Praetorius on KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us Monday morning, I guess, for the next Morning Edition proper. With Jay Schaefer here on KPR, it's the run-up to classical music starting at 9 each weekday morning. Morning Edition, live and local from 5 to 9 each weekday morning. The Ghost in You will be moved by a 1939 sonatine for viola and piano by Ulysses Kay. With Basil Vendry's violist and William David, listen for that in just about 3 minutes, right after the news and right here on Kansas Public Radio. Plus, L'Arlésienne, the girl from Arles, a Handel Concerto Grosso, and variations on a theme from Cinderella by Niccolo Paganini. It's a real show-off piece for violin with Salvatore Accardo, the great Italian violinist. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 1101.
Points are more than 0.5% at 40,986. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR. Bravo to violist Basil Vendries, who is based in Colorado, but he comes to Topeka every summer to play in the Sunflower Music Festival. In his 2023 recording on Toccata Next label with William David at the piano, that was from 1939, by a black composer named Ulysses Kay, and that was the sonatine for viola and piano. Starting off our 11 o'clock hour of classical music here on KPR. It's just about 10 minutes into the 11 o'clock hour, 72 degrees right now in Lawrence. We have an updated forecast. Let's check it out. Today, Lawrence has a 20% chance of showers before noon, partly sunny with a high near 90. We still have a touch of the southeasterly winds. Tonight also a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Southeast winds bringing a low of 73. But tomorrow, mostly sunny and direct from the south, warmer temperatures. We should have a high of 93. Well, that's better than was previously thought by a few degrees. Saturday night, low 78. And Sunday, south, sunny and hot with a high of 98, but the saving grace might be that southern wind will be gusting up to about 25 miles per hour throughout Sunday. Monday should be sunny and hot with a high of 98. It looks like gradually cooling down. Wednesday, 90. And then Thursday, well, 40% chance of rain, but Thursday ought to be also 90. So today's the cool spot amongst before all those other days. Let's listen to some cool music Georges Bizet wrote for The Story of the Girl from Arles. Here is the suite number 2 of tunes from L'Arlésienne. It's Myung-Won Chung and the Orchestra of the Bastille on Kansas Public Radio. Myung-Won Chung and the Orchestra of the Bastille for some tunes from L'Arlésienne by Georges Bizet, the second suite. Next, we'll have a rush and get carried away in a Handel Concerto Grosso, taking us to a splashy violin piece by Paganini with an Italian violinist, Salvatore Accardo. You know, your business or your club or your group, you can become a KPR sponsor. Your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. It's 11:30. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Oldsburg, Junction City, Abilene, kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, with classical music from noon to 3. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's Otto Klemperer and the Philharmonia Orchestra for an Opus 6 Concerto Grosso, the fourth one by Handel on KPR. A Concerto Grosso, number 4 in A minor from Opus 6 by George Frederick Handel on KPR. Otto Klemperer and the Philharmonia Orchestra. Next, we have a piece that really shows off the violin, as only Niccolo Paganini could. Variations on a theme from Cinderella, La Cenerentola. Here's Charles Dutoit's London Philharmonic Orchestra in a rich 70s recording of Salvatore Accardo, violinist on KPR. That's Italian by Niccolo Paganini, his variations on a theme from La Cenerentola, Cinderella, Charles Dutoit and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, in a big fat 70s rich recording featuring Italian violinist Salvatore Accardo. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th. Featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson's in next with more classical music. Right after noon news update from NPR and Stardate, I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great weekend. This is KPR.